You're listening to Consider This, episode 214, for May 28th, 2018.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Thanks for choosing to spend some quality time with a quality podcast, Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, and at least I consider it a quality podcast. I guess it depends on the rubric you use to decide these things. I promised someone that I would use the word rubric more, so there it is. And it has nothing to do with colorful, twistable cubes. If you want to impress me with your vocabulary, just go to the nerve center for this show, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. From there, you can find the multifarious ways to get in touch with me. That's CT as in cube twisting. Having a high school senior in the house near the end of the school year means a busy schedule, so I've been out a while, and I'm playing some catch-up. Let's talk about courts allowing businesses to refuse service to customers, and why I'm okay with that. And no, I'm not talking about cake bakers. That's coming up. If you're planning on buying something from Amazon, and let's be honest, who isn't, you can support this podcast with one click. Come to the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, and click on my Amazon affiliate link in the sidebar. It'll let Amazon know I sent you, and while you'll pay the same price, a sliver of it will be sent this way. Stop me if you've heard this. A guy goes into a bar wearing a baseball cap. The bartender says, "We don't serve people like you," and throws him out. The guy takes the bartender to court and the judge says, "What is this? A punchline? Case dismissed." Unfortunately, this isn't a joke. Let's get a little more specific. Greg Piatek walked into a New York City bar called The Happiest Hour wearing a baseball cap. Not one from a baseball team, but a Trump Make America Great Again cap. At one point, the bartender said, "Anyone who supports Trump or believes in what you believe is not welcome here, and you need to leave right now because we won't serve you." Can you really do this? Can a public bar refuse service to someone based on what they think? Well, a Manhattan judge says, you certainly can. The bar's lawyer, Elizabeth Conway, pointed out that only religious and not political beliefs are protected under state and city discrimination laws, saying, quote, "Supporting Trump is not a religion," close quote. This is the problem when you have laws that protect specific groups of people. The politicians get to decide who deserves protection. The law isn't protection against discrimination in general. If you are a protected class, you're in. If not, tough luck. Piatek's lawyer, Paul Ligieri, tried to play the legal game by suggesting that Piatek's beliefs were spiritual in nature, but the judge didn't find that remotely plausible. I agree, but I gotta hand it to Ligieri, it was worth a shot. The judge ultimately said, quote, "Here, the claim that plaintiff was not served and eventually escorted out of the bar because of his perceived support for President Trump is not outrageous conduct," close quote. Yep, viewpoint discrimination at a public place is no big deal in Manhattan. Welcome to America. Here, you can kick a person out of your business just because of what they think. And if someone comes to you, say, to commission a specific work of art, like, oh, say, a custom-designed cake, you must comply or face re-education. The difference? Well, it's all about who the government prefers to protect. Equal justice under the law, or something. Now, you might be saying to your podcast playing device, but wait a minute, Doug. Aren't you always beating the drum for protection for religious groups? Yes, that's very true, but there is a difference between these protections. Allow me to explain. Religious freedom is the freedom to exercise your religion in your daily life, both in the public square and in private, as an individual and as a business owner. That is specifically protected by the First Amendment. Exercising your religion should not come with a penalty, inasmuch as that exercise lines up with other shared values. Child sacrifice might be part of your religion, but it will still get you put in jail. Over time, the idea has been to be as least restrictive as possible of religious expression, with the government getting out of the way of it as much as possible. And that's the standard I think we need to keep to. Government out of the way, except in extraordinary circumstances. I would suggest that anyone ought to be able to refuse doing business for any reason. In that, I am consistent. But what about Jim Crow laws, you might ask? Great question. When the one or two hotels in town excluded blacks, that was a severe hardship that required extraordinary intervention. When there are dozens of hotels within a 10-mile radius, I'd say that if a hotel wants to discriminate like that, let them feel the wrath of the local community and visitors by going out of business because no one wants to do business with a racist. And if they do manage to eke out an existence, well, at least you know where all the racists are. You could even discriminate against religious people. And that's the difference. First Amendment protection is not freedom from discrimination. It's allowing the exercise of religion in your personal and public life, free from government interference. But you would have the freedom to discriminate against those religious people or even guys with MAGA hats. My issue is that if you really think that the bartender is in the right, or that Sophie Thialit is within her rights to design dresses for Michelle Obama but should be allowed to refuse to create something for Melania Trump, but also tell a Christian to bake the cake, bigot, then you are being inconsistent in your application of your principles. And that's what this is about, consistent principles. Otherwise, it's all about politics, not principles. So send me your thoughts on these topics by heading over to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. I'm especially interested in hearing what you think about serving customers. If you agree, or especially if you disagree, I'd like to hear it. At the website, you can find all the ways to get in touch, including phone, email, and Facebook. Thank you for your patience while I was out, and thanks for listening now that I'm back. Going forward, let's keep the conversation going. It's always a good time to consider this.